This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, I saw a new poll from Yahoo, and I want to know where our listeners sit, because you guys are all big sports fans. You guys are all big NFL fans. Or maybe you're just fans of us. 877-881-1053. Do you support NFL players' right to protest? And clearly what they mean by that is, do you support players kneeling during the national anthem? And here's the reason why I bring this up. You could just say yes or no, or you can expound however you like. That's fine. So back in 2016, when the stuff started with Kaepernick, when he kickstarted this thing, only 28% in the same poll they ran it the same exact way, only 28% of Americans then found it appropriate. Then, 2018, it was up to 35%, but you're still obviously don't have a plurality. And then you get to now, where 52% have said it's okay, 36% say not okay, and 12%, I guess, don't pay attention to current events or have no idea what's going on because they're like, I don't know. So you've gone from like a little bit more than a quarter of people thought it was okay to now slightly more than half in the span of 4 years. And I have no doubt that like you probably saw a big spike in the last, what, month or so. I wonder what it, I really wish, I don't know why they would have done this, but I really wish you would have had the poll from like a month ago versus the poll to now to still really see like what happened with George Floyd. Is that like that what really spiked this interest? But I'm curious where people now stand on this, which is ironic. Because it's going to happen. Like, you've seen player after it started with Adrian Peterson. You've seen a ton of players.
The Patriots, James White, yes, in the news yesterday.
It's going to happen. People are going to kneel during the national anthem, assuming the NFL doesn't chicken out and just take away the national anthem. Do you get the sense that, like, because of this, maybe people are okay with it now?
I think more people will be okay with it. I was okay with it when Colin Kaepernick did it and Eric Reed and some other players. The Cowboys decided not to do it. I wasn't vocal about it. I was just, I didn't get my feelings hurt. Like some people got their feelings really hurt by that. Some people today still get their feelings really hurt on that. I felt like they were doing nothing wrong in my mind back then. I didn't speak up about it as for it or against it. I was quiet about it. This time I will support it. I will say, look, what they're doing is their American right and they're not hurting you.
Yeah.
They are not, to me, they are 100% not physically hurting you. And then it's up to you if you want to be emotionally or mentally hurt by that. Stop letting people control your emotional or mental state like that. If it is upsetting you that much, it's their right to protest. You should allow them that right. And as long as they're not physically hurting you, and I don't believe it really can emotionally hurt you, then I would say it's fine. This is America. This is the right of people to do. Now, if they want to do this, just to like, this would tick me off. If Ezekiel Elliott wants to protest and he breaks a 25-yard run and at the one-yard line he takes a knee and stops at the one-yard line,
not to score a touchdown,
to protest at that point, that would make me upset because then I'd be like, wait, you're affecting the game. Now you intentionally didn't score a touchdown to then protest during the game. That would be different for me. I would say, look, there's a time and a place, and in the middle of a game while play is going on is not the time to protest. That would be my stance on that. But before the game, during the national anthem, I'm okay with it. I support it.
So I'm looking at, there's a lot of feedback coming in. It looks like it's about give or take 2-1 in support of people who want to do that now. And one of the things I saw, and this is interesting because you don't hear this argument as much because it's usually like, oh, don't, you know, don't protest the flag and the military and all of that stuff. Like, that's usually the counter argument you hear. This is intriguing to me. From the 214, I don't support it. I'm a teacher. If I protested at school, I'd be fired. So I think there the logic is that if you protested at your place of business, you could get fired. To which I understand where they're going with that, but we always make the argument that sports does not accurately reflect. I know there's parts of sports that reflect life, but there are other parts of sports that definitely do not reflect how things work in real life.
Yeah, and I think this is where it gets kind of interesting because part of this is something that me and Mike have talked about. Hey, man, and this is going to, you know, offend some folks just like because it's going to make you feel a little bit bad about yourself. And sorry about that, but you're not as valuable as a football player is to their organization.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm not as valuable, right? Like, if I get out here talking real, if I get out here breaking bad, they will ship me off to wherever and get somebody else on this very board.
He said
right?
ship, right? Yes, yes. Okay, just making, close, sure, but... just making sure. Just making sure. I don't want to start off the show like that.
Yeah, right? That other word wouldn't make sense in context, guys.
To your point. The teachers that have, man, we can't say thank you enough to all the teachers
absolutely.
That did Zoom Thanks, meetings Jess. And did everything for what they did. And look, it wasn't like they got bonuses to do that. They had to work their butt off, and they worked their butt off before, but thank you. But I bet they wouldn't fire one of the top five teachers in mathematics in the world.
Yeah.
They're, and that's what NFL or Major League Baseball players or NBA players are. They're the tops of the tops. And that's why it was, and I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank, the Oakland Athletics player that took a knee. I think he was the only Major League Baseball player to take a knee in 2017.
Yeah. And then Delino just said he wished he would have
done it,
too.
And he wished he would have. He was, I think, the only player, and there are some Oakland.
Bruce Maxwell?
Yeah, that does sound right.
Well, he was a kind of lower-tier player. I mean, he was not, I thought, could they eventually ship him to the minors and could he get kind of blackballed out of the game quietly where they didn't care so much because he wasn't a quarterback in the NFL who'd been to a Super Bowl, who had success. And I was just like, man, that is taking to me, not demeaning Colin Kaepernick at all. He started it. He is going to be the face of this. In the history books, Colin Kaepernick will be the face of this.
Yeah.
It won't be anything with Bruce Maxwell. But I thought, wow, that is a big step when you are a lower tier player on a team because they can easily get rid of you and all the other owners and general managers say, I'm not signing him, and nobody care in the fans and the sports world. Nobody care that they blackballed him out of the game.
Now, we have predictably, as soon as I said it looked like it was about 2-1 in favor, you predictably get a little pushback that kind of maybe slides it the other way. But this might be the most, this is the most humorous response to me from the 682. Oh, man, I would be pumped if Zeke could break a 25-yard touchdown
run. I had to do that to Zeke.
See, but you know how it goes. Like, people decide they're going to take a shot at Zeke in the middle of this. And somebody else brought this up. And again, this is 100% fair. I'm sorry, I can't see the number because things are really moving. Is if you don't like it, they can choose not to watch, and they said they don't like it, and they will choose not to watch. That is, of course, you're right. And, Reggie, you and I have had this conversation, is perhaps there are some people that will come back in to watch because maybe they think Kaepernick and some of those athletes in general did not get a fair shake to begin with.
Yeah, and then also, like, I think that when you the teams and the organizations that are doing this calculus – polls like what you're referencing and what this segment is based on kind of inform that. Now they're looking at it, and maybe the general consensus is that people are a lot more okay with this and that they would not turn their backs on this in the same way, right?
It probably won't surprise you to know that there's like a pretty heavy split depending on age as well. So like if you're 18 to 29, 68% of those people said, I think it's great.
Yeah.
And if you're over 65, 36%. So not surprising that the age spectrum is like determining some of these answers.
And I will say, you know, I always stood for the national anthem during my time in Washington, D.C. When I was with the Nationals, it was mandatory that everybody stood in front of the dugout in a line and we all had our hands over the heart because we were representing the Washington Nationals, Washington, D.C. In 2002, we just had Bobby Valentine on this week. It was mandatory we did it in 2002 because that was the first time we had a season after September 11th. Yes, the Mets came back and played 20 games or so after September 11th, but it was also like, hey, New York at that point was a very symbol for patriotic democracy for what had happened to the Twin Towers and stuff. So that was the two times in my career where it was mandatory you be out of the clubhouse or out of the dugout and we stand in line in formation and do the national anthem. Just going to give you my thoughts. On Memorial Day, on 4th of July, on special days like that, or a military day where on Sunday maybe it was military gets in free or half off wherever we were playing and they mentioned that before the national anthem. I really thought of the military during those days. I'm just going to tell you what I thought of because everybody's different. I thought of God. I thank God for that day that I got to play baseball. That was what I thought during the national anthem. I'm not trying to say I'm sorry or anything. I just didn't think of the military every time the national anthem played. Most of the time, I was thanking God during that and praying during that two-minute time that I got to play baseball that day.
That's a really important thing because I want to tie that into a text we got. I know we need to talk about the Rangers' terrible second-round draft pick, but we'll have time for that, I promise. He wasn't in Baseball America's top 500.
Gross.
From the 469, hey, we only picked him at 50. From the 469, is in all caps. And I wanted to read this because I want to try to answer this question. What does supposed police brutality have to do with the national anthem? 4 or 5 question marks.
Supposed?
I say, hold on, there's more.
Okay.
I say supposed because more whites are killed by cops every single year. So
if white folks are getting killed by this, wouldn't that also still be police brutality?
Yes, that was the first thing I was going to say. Police brutality is police brutality. Just because one more race gets killed, it's still police brutality. So I want to attempt to answer this in the way I understand it. And it goes directly off of what you just said. You stood up, though, because in that moment, you were thanking God for having the ability to play baseball and for your life and for that moment, everything like that. So Colin Kaepernick and the other people in the NFL, they have said that, like, that's their best platform is before the game. And in that moment, they chose kneeling to represent why to represent that they think that minorities are unfairly treated by the police and police brutality in general. It's the same kind of thing of, like, you know, there's all kinds of things in society that don't directly represent another thing. And I can give you many, many examples. So I just think in this particular thing, you can say that they're not related. But for him, that's where he decided to do the kneeling. And that's what it represents now. You can say that you don't see the connection, but everybody knows that that is what the kneeling meant now. Just like the national anthem to you meant, like, what you were talking about with giving thanks to God and praise to God and everything like that. That was what happened in his moment. And if you want to talk, this is where I wish the argument would go, is all people being killed by cops is bad. We can surely agree on that, right? It doesn't have to be, well, I don't like this because more white people are killed by cops. You can jump on board and be like, hey, I sometimes think that races are treated disproportionately because I bet if you did an examination of the prosecutions of the people who killed the white people, the cops who killed the white people versus the black people, you might see some of that. I haven't done the study, but I'm guessing you'd see that inequity that has led to a lot of these protests to begin with. Or you could just jump on board and be like, I'm not okay with anybody being killed by a cop and not have to say, but I don't only... Yeah, I don't not support black people getting killed by cops. I wish that person would say a lot of white people get killed by cops, and I don't support that either. But that doesn't mean you have to crap on what's happening right now because you don't. If you just want to say you're upset that people get killed by cops, well, that's a start. It's better than the alternative of, I think this is stupid.
Also, and the relationship with the why, what does the actual kneeling during the anthem have to do with the issue? I think you also need to remember what protesting is, right? Protesting is a means of people take when they feel like people are ignoring an issue. So they bring it to somewhere where you can no longer ignore it. And that's why it's being done in this way, right? People are watching during the national anthem, and for whatever it means to you, these people are saying, I believe that the United States can stand up to a certain ethos and a certain promise that it has made, and it's currently not doing that, and I need you to see that I view that so strongly that I'm willing to stand, or kneel in this case, to show you that I'm not okay with the way that things are going.
This is probably, I know, people text in and misrepresent my politics and everything like that.
Or do they perfectly represent your politics?
Oh, you know for a fact. Anyways, is, look, the one thing I would say to that person who texted in, and we will read people who disagree with me, and I don't want people to leave the show. I understand that this is frustrating to some people. Here's what I would tell you, just maybe above all else, this might be the number one thing that I believe. Whether you want to dig up statistical data to says that you disagree with this or you disagree with that, there is a giant portion of our country right now that is in pain, that is hurting. If it doesn't directly hurt you to support them, or at least not support them, then do it. Like, you don't have to go out and protest if you don't want, but you don't actively have to work against those protests if it is not against you. People are hurting. People are dying. And I don't know what to tell you if that personally offends you that they're tired of it. I really don't. So feel free to let the hate flow in. I hope you'll still listen. That is my thought. If it doesn't directly impact you, then damn it, just let it be.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.